BBC News with Sue Montgomery. US officials and Western security experts are struggling to identify the source of highly classified documents leaked online, with a wide range of military and intelligence information. Some have suggested the topics leaked point to an American source, as many of the documents were only in US hands. US officials say the investigation is in its early stages. Paul Adams reports.
This intelligence leak may have had obscure origins in online forums frequented by players of the computer game Minecraft, but as the contents has rippled out across the world, American officials have spent an uncomfortable Easter weekend trying to limit the damage. Not only do the leaked documents say a lot about the state of Ukraine's military, they also talk about some of Washington's other allies. For the Pentagon, this leak is very embarrassing. For Ukraine, which relies heavily on a steady stream of high-grade American intelligence, it's also hugely problematic. It's in the advanced stages of planning its much-anticipated spring counteroffensive. For Kyiv, secrecy is vital.
The French President Emmanuel Macron says Europe should develop and pursue strategies independent from Washington and Beijing to avoid getting caught in what he called crises that aren't ours. He was speaking to the French newspapers Les Echos and Politico following his state visit to China last week. Hugh Morgan reports.
In the interview, President Macron said Europe should reduce its dependency on the United States and avoid getting involved in any conflict between Washington and Beijing over Taiwan. He warned that if tensions continue to increase there, Europe could find itself without the time or resources to make its own decisions and could become simply America's followers. He does say that where views overlap, that should be made clear. Nevertheless, the comments have sparked widespread dismay and anger. In the US, the Republican Senator Marco Rubio asked whether the president was speaking for Europe or just for France.
The two Democrat lawmakers in Tennessee in the United States who were expelled from the state House of Representatives last week have said they hope to reclaim their seats soon. They were ousted by the Republican-dominated House for taking part in a gun control protest in the chamber days after a deadly school shooting. Migrant rescue charities operating in the Mediterranean have raised a safety alert for some 400 people on board a boat that they say is adrift and taking on water. One group, Alarm Phone, said the vessel left eastern Libya and is currently in Malta's search and rescue area. It says those on board have told it that the captain had left the boat and no one could get it started. Alarm Phone says it's informed the Maltese, Italian and Greek authorities but is unaware of any rescue operations. BBC News. Hundreds of people have protested in the Tunisian capital for the release of about 20 prominent opponents of President Kais Saied, who've been arrested since February. The protesters accuse President Saied of reinstating autocratic rule. He sacked the government in July 2021 and has suspended parliament. Thousands of opposition supporters have rallied outside the parliament in Tbilisi, waving Georgian, Ukrainian and EU flags. Their demands include the release of political prisoners and the implementation of reforms Brussels says are needed for Georgia to get formal EU candidate status. Saudi and Omani delegations are preparing to get down to talks in Yemen with the Houthi rebel movement to try to establish a new and potentially permanent ceasefire. The diplomatic moves follow an agreement by Saudi Arabia and Iran to re-establish diplomatic ties. The regional rivals have been backing opposing sides in Yemen. The BBC has objected to being labelled as government-funded media on one of its main Twitter accounts. The Twitter label links through to a page about state-affiliated media, over which government exercises editorial control. Duncan Kennedy has more details.
The BBC has a number of accounts on Twitter. The one in question, at BBC, has 2.2 million followers and primarily shares updates about BBC programmes that aren't related to news. In a statement, the BBC objected to the label, saying that the BBC is, and always has been, independent and is funded by the British public through the licence fee. It also says the BBC is now speaking to Twitter to resolve the issue as soon as possible. Other larger BBC accounts on Twitter, associated with news and sport, have not been affected.
BBC News.